Hello, welcome to your daily briefing, June the 14th, 2020. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you continue to show us the way each and every day that we can see clearly the fulfillment of your word. We ask, Lord, that you would help us to place our faith in you. Give us the strength and endurance to continue in your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today I'd like to share with you an article found in the Salon News and Politics website. That's Salon, S-A-L-O-N. And the article is published back on April the 13th, 2019. The writer of the article is Paul Rosenberg. Now, Paul Rosenberg is a California-based writer and activist. He's the senior editor for the Random Lengths News, and he also writes columns in the Al Jazeera English version. Published on April the 13th, 2019 in the Salon website, the title is The Plot Against America, Inside the Christian Right Plan to Remodel the Nation. The title again, The Plot Against America, Inside the Christian Right Plan to Remodel the Nation. And there's a subtext to that title which says, Religious Rights Blueprint for Theocratic State Laws Keeps Creeping Forward. Is the left ready to fight? Let me read that context again for you. Religious Rights Blueprint for Theocratic State Laws Keeps Creeping Forward. Is the left ready to fight? And the title, The Plot Against America, Inside the Christian Right Plan to Remodel the Nation. Here's the article. On April the 3rd, USA Today published an array of stories under the banner Copy, Paste, Legislate, exploring the political impact of model bills on state-level legislation. More than 10,000 bills from 2010 to 2018 based on a two-year joint investigation with the Arizona Republic and the Center for Public Integrity. The lead story headline says it all. You elected them to write new laws. They are letting corporations do it instead. Okay, it wasn't quite all. While corporate influence was the strongest, figures revealed that conservative groups weren't far behind. There were 4,301 bills from industry, 4,012 from conservative groups, far more than the 1,602 from liberal groups, or the 248 classified as other. The hidden oranges of these bills often hides their true intent. The most notorious such groups, the American Legislative Exchange Council, for instance, combines business interests with movement conservatives. But within the fold of conservative groups, there's a whole other story to be told about the organizing of extremist religious conservatives, whose political mobilization, as I've noted in the past, played a crucial role in electing Donald Trump to president. Indeed, just the day before Copy, Paste, and Legislate was published, the Texas Senate passed SB 17, a bill that would protect anti-LGBTQ discrimination by all licensed professionals who claim to act on a sincerely held religious belief. It's time for Americans to wake up to the harsh reality that the religious right, fueled by their fear of loss of power from the changing demographics in our country, and their support from the Trump administration, is emboldened and aggressively pursuing all means possible to maintain white Christian power in America. Rachel Lazer, the president of Americans United for Separation of Church and State, told Salon. Project Blitz, for example, has already introduced over 50 bills in at least 23 states this year alone to do just that. One spin-off story published in the Nashville Tennessean dealt specifically with an anti-LGBTQ adoption model. It says that there must never be allowed any kind of adoption to take place in any LGBTQ family. The Tennessee bill came from Project Blitz, which was described as a legislative effort with the stated aim to bring back God to America. But as Ceylon has reported in the past, Project Blitz is more sinister than that, even more so. Frederick Clarkson, senior research analyst at Political Research Associates, was the first to discover his three-tier playbook, produced by a coalition of right-wing activists he'd long been following, including Texas Republican activist and pseudo-historian David Barton, whose book, Jefferson Lies, which tried to remake Thomas Jefferson as an evangelical hero, was canceled by its publisher under withering criticism from conservative and evangelical scholars. The authors of the Project Blitz playbook are savvy purveyors of dominionism. Now, of course, remember we talked about what dominionism is. And let me just pause here to describe it again. Dominionism is that belief system which they believe that God has given them dominion. And they use Genesis, where God told Adam and Eve that they were given dominion over the fish of the fowls of the air and the fish of the sea. Well, these people have expanded that instruction to include men on the earth. They believe that God has given them the dominion over everyone and everything on this earth. Continuing the article. The authors of the Project Blitz playbook are savvy purveyors of dominionism, Clarkson told Ceylon at the time. They are in it for the long haul and try not to say things that sound too alarming, but they live an imminent theocratic vision. Not all their allies would go all the way with them, Clarkson told me, but the theocratic end they envision is chilling, akin to the tale of the Inquisition. They believe that they have reason enough to warrant far more attention than they have gotten so far. The first tier of Project Blitz aims at importing the Christian nationalist worldview into public schools and other aspects of the public sphere. The second tier aims at making government increasingly a partner of Christianizing America. And the third tier contains three types of proposed laws that protect religious beliefs and practices specifically intended to benefit bigotry. Now, let me read that paragraph again for you. The first tier of the Dominionists and the first tier of Project Blitz aims at importing the Christian nationalist worldview into public schools and other aspects of public sphere. The second tier aims at making government increasingly a partner in Christianizing America. And the third tier contains three types of proposed laws that protect religious beliefs and practices specifically intended to benefit bigotry. Although category three is divided in three parts, you could also see it as having two main underlying intentions, Clarkson explained. First, to denigrate the LGBTQ community, and second, to defend and advance the right to discriminate. This is one way that the agency of theocratic dominionism is reframed as protecting the right of theocrats to discriminate against those deemed second class at best. As the late theocratic theologian R.J. Rushdoony said, only the right have rights. Continuing. The broader findings reveal in Copy, Paste, and Legislate help to expand our understanding by highlighting three significant patterns shared in various ways with Project Blitz, which are used to advance their theocratic agenda, often hiding it in plain sight. And of course, as we said before, this Project Blitz is planning to turn the United States of America into a theocratic nation, into a Christian nation. And for those of you who might think, well, this is not a bad thing at all, you have to ask yourself the question, what kind of Christianity are they talking about? When are they planning to worship? And how will that worship be carried out? Will it be according to the Word of God, or will it be according to the apostate Protestant belief system? Notice that you and I are living in the time when these people are moving now. This is not the future. This is happening now. So let's get back to the article. The broader findings revealed in Copy, Paste, and Legislate help to expand our understanding by highlighting three significant patterns shared in various ways with Product Blitz, which are used to advance their theocratic agenda, often hiding it in plain sight. Number one, the misleading language that inverts common sense. Project Blitz does not repeatedly use the fundamental terms religious freedom, meaning what we mean by it. Terms like religious freedom, First Amendment, and so on, they use those terms, but they don't mean the same thing. In doing so, by using this, it mirrors what corporations and insurance companies did with transparency in the Asbestos Transparency Act, switching the roles of victims and perpetrators, casting themselves as victims of litigation filed by people harmed by asbestos, and requiring these people, these victims, to seek money from an asbestos trust, a lengthy process many won't live long enough to benefit from. How's that for transparency? So in other words, when you hear them use the term religious freedom, they're really not talking about religious freedom for everyone. They're talking about religious freedom that gives them the right to decide what they are going to do, how they're going to pay their employees, how they're going to insure their employees based on their, the employer's, religious beliefs. So if I, as the employer, does not believe in abortion or contraception, then I, as the employer, can give you health coverage, but my health coverage will not cover the things that I believe are wrong. That's number one, the misleading language. Number two, the goalposts moving. The entire Project Blitz concept is premised on moving the goalposts. It's built into the very structure of its three-tiered playbook, as well as the logic of the supporting arguments. A similar strategy was involved in promoting vouchers in Arizona, beginning with a voucher for students with disabilities, then following up with bills after bill, offering vouchers to more and more students, eventually all of them, with no guarantee protecting the first group of recipients from getting lost in the process. In other words, now they're moving to supply children with vouchers, tuition vouchers, to go to religious schools. Now, of course, the vouchers are coming from the taxpayers. And so they want to move the children out of the public schools and send them to the private schools. But they're not going to send them to the private schools for free. They're going to use the taxpayer money to pay vouchers so that now the churches and the church schools can get taxpayer money. Listen to this. Every single little expansion, if you look at who's behind it, it is the people that want to get that door kicked open for private religious education. The mother of two children on the autism spectrum said, "All we families with disabilities are the ones who are trying to crack open the door to get our children some kind of education. But they are trying to change the method so that the taxpayer can pay for Christian education." Number three, Project Blitz doesn't use the term preemption. But since state level law routinely preempts local laws, which often protect LGBTQ rights, for example, it's implicitly integral to their strategy. Model bills tracked by USA Today often focused on each preemption. These laws, in effect, allow state legislators to dictate to city councils and county governing boards what they can and cannot do within their jurisdiction, including preventing them from raising the minimum wage, banning plastic grocery bags, and destroying guns. In other words, they want to cut back on the raising of minimum wage. They want to ban plastic grocery bags and they want to prevent these people from destroying guns. North Carolina's notorious bathroom bill was an example of the kind of bill that Project Blitz couldn't take up in the future, and politicians associated with Project Blitz have already copied it. most notably, that you cannot go into a bathroom based on the gender that you are now. You have to go into a bathroom based on the gender that you were born at the time. As I noted here in 2006, this new homophobic discriminatory vision exactly echoes the racist discrimination vision that birthed the religious right in the 1970s. The connection is transparently obvious. When Mississippi passed religious freedom laws this year, that year, which only protected the freedom of bigots, the Jackson City Council unanimously passed a resolution rebuking the law, and Mayor Tony Yarber explicitly connected bigotry past and present. The Battleground Project Blitz has chosen revolves around a falsified history of America as a Christian nation, which of course is not the case at all. So what are we seeing happening here, my brother, my sister, today? In this article, you see that the actions being taken by Project Blitz, by the Dominionists, is simply piece by piece, step by step, law by law, state by state, to turn the nation into a Christian nation. And this is something that is happening all over. And as we shall see in the future, as we continue to take a look at this, the Republican Party, the far-right evangelicals, have total and absolute control of more than 30 states in this union. Meaning that when these laws begin to be enforced, you will find that there will be very few states that will be able to stand against these laws. The article that we're reading from today is found in the Salon website. The title of the article is The Plot Against America, Inside the Christian Right Plan to Remodel the Nation. The subtext of the article is Religious Rights Blueprint for Theocratic State Laws Keeps Creeping Forward. Is the left ready to fight? The article is written by a man called Paul Rosenberg, and he's a California-based writer and activist. And I want you to understand that this man is not really somebody who belongs to our church by any means. And he's not somebody who has basically some sort of theocratic connection. I've not been able to chase that down. Rosenberg, the name Rosenberg, suggests that he's Jewish. And I want you to understand that, based on all of what I've seen in all of the things that he's done prior to this, he's really a political activist in his thinking, and he covers what is happening politically. But I want you to understand that he's not the only person who recognizes the direction in which we're heading. And one of the things I found fascinating about this particular article is the title, the first part of the title, The Plot Against America. And what he's really talking about here is the plot against the governmental system of America. The plot against the Constitution of the United States. That is where he is heading here in this article. And you and I need to understand that all of these organizations, all of these people who have now taken control of this government that we see before us, they have an agenda. They're not doing this by accident. This is a long-term plan. They've had this in mind for a while. They have been planning to do this because they believe that they want to turn this nation into a Christian nation. And as I said before, that sounds really beautiful. The question is, what kind of Christian nation do they want to turn it into? And where did the plan come from? Remember what we've said about the United States of America? It declared itself independent of the rest of the world in the Declaration of Independence, where it stepped aside and decided that it wanted to start a nation where there was freedom of conscience, the ability to worship based on conscience, based on the word. It was a place where Protestantism found a place to grow and expand. Sola Scriptura, by Scripture alone. Sola Christes, by Christ alone. Sola Fides, by faith alone. This was the nation in its beginning. Two horns like a lamb, but ultimately would begin to speak as a dragon. I want you to know that the dragon's speech has begun. You have heard me say this before, and you will continue to hear me say this, because this is an important warning. And I pray, God, that you're taking this serious. Because where we stand today is exactly where God said we would stand. And there are many who have no connection with prophecy who are seeing it and revealing it in their articles. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that the rocks have begun to cry out. We thank you that you allow us to see clearly what is happening around us. And we ask, Lord, please, Lord, help us to take this seriously, that we might walk according to your will and be saved eternally. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This has been your daily briefing, June the 14th, 2020.